every day, not just secret state police reports, saying anybody that loves America is a terrorist, basically. Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, in conjunction with the officers of Superior Gloria Molina, 1st District, that says gifts for guns, exchange your firearms for gift cards, Walmart, Ralph's supermarkets, food for less supermarkets, and Target stores. No questions asked. No strings attached. And every time we check this, it's not true. There are strings attached. You remain anonymous. Please leave your firearms in the trunk of your car, because they come to your car to get your license plate when they take it. Oh, my God. Join us March 28, 29, 2009. The cops lie, folks. They're trained to register. And it says rear parking lot. So you register your name. You go in. They go to your car and register you. But, oh, it's anonymous. I mean, right here, it contradicts itself. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. You register. They come out to your car. They get it. You register, but they don't know you gave them a gun for a gift certificate. This is the type of crap, and they always have news cameras there to create the image of, to condition people. They did this in England and Australia before they confiscated guns, to have the images of people lined up turning guns in. They're doing this in Dallas, Texas. They're doing this in every state. I mean, this is unbelievable. It doesn't say what you get here. There's a little asterisk. It says for gift cards, and then I don't see the asterisk. It says while supplies last, so that means they'll just go, go ahead and give me that gun. Boy, they're going to arrest some people. They run the backgrounds on the guns. What idiots. But, hey, they want to be slaves. Go ahead. Let's go ahead and talk to William in Michigan, the groom, Melissa, Danny, Alex, and others. Wait, stop. Alex disagrees. I miss seeing that. So let's go to the head of the line for him. If he can remain civil, we'll keep him on a minute. Go ahead, sir.
Right on. I wanted, can you hear me all right, first of all?
Is this the guy always calling in, plugging his music videos?
No, I don't even know who that is.
Okay, because the guy calls with different names. Okay, go ahead and make your point, sir.
Okay, well, you were just talking about Freemasonry, and you make the point a lot where you say that they were porch masons. I don't think that's the case at all. Like, for case in point, Andrew Jackson, that guy who shut down the first two national banks that they tried to set up in our country, he wasn't just some kind of porch mason. He was the Grand Master of Tennessee Freemasonry.
That's right. I knew I'd read that he was a mason, yeah. That's what I said.
Mason. He was the Grand Master of Tennessee Freemasonry.
Well, I just said Texas was founded by Masons, and are you saying that there aren't all these top Masons that have published books saying their God is Lucifer?
Oh, sure, but they think of Jesus as Lucifer, though, so they have this weird, like, take on it. But
that's
like,
kind of, no, that's a mid-level. No, they think it's dual, but it's two different creatures. But look, I mean, so you disagree with that. You're right. Some of them weren't porch Masons. My point is that George Washington did speak out about what was happening in Masonry. That's on record. Okay.
Oh, yeah, the top-level Masons in England spoke out about what was happening in Masonry too. They're talking about like a son. I forgot who his name was. It was one of the top grandmasters of English Freemasonry talking about some son order taking over Freemasonry and called
Black Sun. Yeah. Black Sun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But see, this is where it gets kind of convoluted.
Let me ask you a question.
You look at people like Chiang Kai-shek. Chiang Kai-shek. The guy who fought Mao Zedong.
China.
That guy was a big Freemason.
Yeah, and the CIA betrayed him and kicked him out and didn't give him the weapons and put Mao in, and that's now declassified.
Look at something like the CIA. I haven't seen any Freemasons in the CIA. I've only
joking?
Alan Dulles, that guy, Big Night of Malta.
Well, there's lots of... Hold on a second. You know, you're not letting me talk. You just keep mumbling. I mean, I'm letting you make your points, but you just said you haven't seen any Freemasons in the CIA.
Seen in my research any Freemasons in the CIA?
Well, you aren't researching very hard. It's filled with Freemasons, and there's Knights of Malta that are Masons, Big P2 Lodge over there. It's all interconnected, and there's these obsessions on this group or that group, but we didn't have time to go to other calls. We'll try everybody else. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Diseased organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we are back live. Got about 52 minutes left in the show. We'll open the phones up at the bottom of the hour. Professor Peter Del Scott is our guest, author, researcher, just an amazing individual. Peter, you've got such an interesting bio, and you wrote seminal works exposing government narcotics trafficking, how these operation works. I don't even know where to start with you, but he's a Canadian poet and former English professor, University of California, Berkeley, the son of noted Canadian poet and constitutional lawyer F.R. Scott. He is known for his anti-war stance and his criticism of U.S. foreign policy dating back to the Vietnam War. He's researched and written several investigative books about the role of deep state as opposed to the public state, or I'd call the shadow government. However, Scott rejects the label of conspiracy theory and has used the phrase deep politics to describe his heavily footnoted political writing. The investigative bent has spilt over into his works of poetry, some of which must contain marginal notes to explain to readers which documents or real-world news events are being referred to. His most recent book, The Road to 9/11, from the University of California Press, details with historical and geopolitical context the events of 9/11, and it goes on from this. Professor Peter Del Scott, good to have you here with us. I want to get your view on Obama, the people behind him, the overarching banking structure. What is at the heart from your research of the deep state, what Carol Quigley wrote about at Georgetown? Then I want to get into kind of the left-wing management groups that manage the left and then and how they control the anti-war movement, and then some of the right-wing control groups as well, and how they kind of have that synthesis. It's good to have you here with us.
Well, I'm glad you're back on the show. You've given me a tall agenda there to deal with in 1 hour, but yes, I think that people are probably more aware now than they were a couple of years ago just how little wiggle room there is in American politics, that we had a huge bailout for the banks under when Bush was president, and now we have a new president, and we have another huge bailout that looks remarkably like the first one, which seems to validate what Gore Vidal said once, you know, that we have only one political party in this country, the Property Party, with two right wings. Both parties, I think, are very indebted to the money that gets them elected, and that money comes from the same sources for both parties, the big oil companies, the big banks, the whole what's now called the petroleum financial military complex that has really been taxing this country for its own ends since World War II.
Please continue.
Well, when we talk about the one party with two right wings, for a long time, people thought, and there was some, with some truth, that the Council on Foreign Relations in New York, representing Wall Street banks and law firms, was the real power in determining U.S. foreign policy. And, you know, as evidence for that, you could point to the fact that it was really they who pushed Truman into creating a CIA, which hit back in 1947, which was then populated at the top, I think, of the seven known deputy directors of the CIA in its first 2 years. All but one were from Wall Street banks and firms. And in addition to that, they were also, all but one of those were from the New York Social Register, the kind of high society that represented the real wealth of New York. Now, the CFR doesn't have the power now that it used to have then, and that's largely because of the Reagan Revolution. And what I say in my book is a real power grab that happened really under Ford in 1975 when Cheney and Rumsfeld, two names that were being very powerful in American politics from the time that they were both in Ford's White House.
That's right. They were there when the national security dictatorship said their continuity of government, this is our chance to take over. And we saw them pretty much try to repeat that under Bush, didn't we?
Yeah, well, they planned for the whole continuity of government. It's not surprising they were doing it under Reagan, but although it's a little surprising because Rumsfeld wasn't in the government, but he still was empowered by a secret Reagan executive order to plan essentially for a suspension of the Constitution. It's really remarkable. The two of them kept on planning right through the 90s, and in the second half of the 90s, neither Cheney nor Rumsfeld was in the government, and you had a Democratic president who, according to Andrew Coburn, had only the vaguest idea of what was going on. They were planning for all these big changes we've seen since 9/11, and neither of them was in the government, and this was all empowered by a Reagan executive order back in 1981. So there is a good way of seeing how what's going on the surface is really being subordinated to other forces not visible that have only the flimsiest of constitutional authorizations, but trump the Constitution because, you know, we've seen the suspension of habeas corpus. We've seen the preparations for martial law in a very big way. And all of these major, major changes were not debated through Congress or through the even through the normal executive. It was done by what you like to call a shadow government, a special committee that was secretly authorized by Reagan back in 1981.
And
you want me to go on a bit more?
Yeah, continue, because now the deep state is openly becoming the entire state. It looks like Obama's lockstep with PDD 51, John Warner Defense Authorization Act, the announcement of 20,000 battle-hardened troops beyond the streets of America. Suddenly Marines are at DWI checkpoints.
Right.
We're putting liaison officers into the police departments. And Congress isn't allowed to see PDD 51, though the cover sheet basically says the president's a dictator. And now I wanted to get your take on a few weeks ago, the John Yoo memo's come out. One good thing that President Obama's done, And it says what we already knew. They wanted to get rid of the free speech. They said the president's basically a dictator and that that's constitutional. Go ahead.
Yes. Well, you know, there's a bunch of, I'm not alone in being upset about constitutional, what they call continuity of government, COG, which I insist we should call change of government. We are still in a state of emergency, which was declared officially 3 days after 9/11. There is actually a statute that requires Congress to review every proclamation of an emergency within 6 months and to decide whether to allow it to stand or to get rid of it. And for about 2 years now, I've been appealing to the Democrats in Congress to do their statutory requirement and conduct that review. And since Obama was elected, Dan Hamburg, he's a former congressman, and I have written to the Obama White House, and we've written to Nancy Pelosi, and we've used all the back channels that we know of, which are not very many in my case. I've written to somebody who speaks to Dennis Kucinich. I think all these people do what the law says you have to do and look at the state of emergency and either publicly affirm it or get rid of it. In that case, that would sweep away the foundation for all these secret memos which Congress ought to be able to see but hasn't been allowed to look at.
Let me bring a microcosm up of that. The Delta Force has been operating really since the 60s, but they publicly founded it in 1980 in December. And we heard this week from Cy Hirsch and MSNBC with Overman, a secret death squad operating in the U.S., spying but killing people overseas, outside the CIA's control. And then it mentioned it was the Delta Force. Well, Obama's continuing that. It was going on before Bush. By making it just about Bush, people think, oh, this is all over. But that's
the
deep...
It's older than Bush, and we still have it. It's JSOC. And I've been around for a while, so I remember, you know, I actually went to Washington to investigate these things, worked for a think tank in 1987, and we were very considered about this Joint Special Operations Command, which the Delta Force is under. That was set up in the 1980s, and they were doing all kinds of shady things then, and I was particularly trying to pin down the rumors that we kept hearing over and over that this had to do with the flow of drugs into the country, which was, you know, a tremendous problem then and still is. It was really acute then. We had the cocaine epidemics, which turned into the crack epidemic. And it was so much of it was as a result of what the CIA was doing. It's now official that in the first year that the CIA started operations in Afghanistan back in 1980, within months, certainly within that year, we went from virtually no heroin coming from that part of the world to the United States to 40% of our heroin coming from that part of the world to the United States. Now, and it's very striking right now that we can't get the people who are in Afghanistan to target the big drug lords. You know, drug refineries, they process the heroin right there in Afghanistan, and the army.
Well, Mr. Scott, I was listening to BBC on XM in my car this weekend, driving home. And they had a whole report admitting that the U.S. basically guards the drugs, and it was these different military commands putting orders out to leave them alone because that brings tranquility, and we've seen this almost 1,000% increase in heroin pouring out since the liberation of Afghanistan in 2001, 2002. So this is an open secret. I mean, it was on BBC.
Right.
But they were saying they were doing it for
their own
good, though.
The British and the Americans see it differently because most of that heroin is going to Europe and to Britain.
Yeah, stay there. Let's continue with the deep state, Obama, who's behind him, and then let's get into some of the groups that you write about and talk about. Specifically, I've had listeners ask me about this, that are controlling right-wing groups and left-wing groups. So some more of the structure of the shadow government. Stay with us. Peter Dale Scott's our guest.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Peter Kratschnabel here from Midas Resources. Are you concerned about uncontrollable government spending? A banking system on the verge of collapse? Banks on the edge of being nationalized, Wall Street in continuous freefall, scandal after scandal with hedge fund companies. If protecting your hard-earned savings or retirement fund is on your mind, the answer is simple. Secure your assets by purchasing gold and silver. Since President Nixon took us off the gold standard in 1971, the United States has been operating the longest-running fiat currency in the history of mankind. Gold has held its purchasing power for over 6,000 years. Contact me, Peter Kratschnabel, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Once again, that's Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. While you can still purchase gold with paper, that is 1-800-686-2237, extension 108.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming.
We are back live. Professor Peter L. Scott, author and researcher, is our guest. This is a short segment. Peter, from your deep research, let's just cut right to the chase. I mean, obviously, Carol Quigley in the documents, and, you know, it's a global banking cartel. Rules things. Let's get your view on that, your info on that. And then who are their minion groups? How are they controlling the Democratic and Republican parties in this country? What are some of the subgroups?
Well, let me begin with a quote from Franklin Roosevelt back in 1933, which I believe is still true and very visibly demonstrated in the last 6 months with the bailouts. This was in a private letter of Roosevelt to a close friend, Colonel House, and he said, "The real truth is, as you and I know, that a financial element in the larger centers has owned the government ever since the days of Andrew Jackson." Now, you know, I used to teach political science, and we never taught this, and I left political science because they don't address this fundamental fact. So, you know, a Marxist would say, ah, yes, there's a ruling class. But I think the Marxists don't understand it properly either, because he said in the larger centers, New York, of course, was the dominant center, and it still is to some extent. And that's why I was talking about the Council on Foreign Relations before. But we've seen a lot of new wealth come up in Houston and Dallas and Los Angeles. And in 1980, there was the creation of a group which was consciously designed to combat the influence of the CFR, and that's called the Council for National Policy. They resented the connections of the banks in New York to the international globe, global financial network, and they wanted one which would be more nationalistic in its approaches. And the people who financed that creation of the CNP, as we call it, as opposed to the CFR, are people like Richard Mellon Scaife, who simultaneously financed the Moral Majority. The Moral Majority was not a grassroots organization. It was very much a top-down organization funded by Paul Wehrisch and by Richard Mellon Scaife, which really meant that the Moonies were putting money into it. It was not a totally American institution. It had its own international connections.
But if you study the Hunt brothers and the rest of them financing all of that, and then even putting out a lot of anti-CFR stuff, I see it more of the CFR, which was British Intelligence, 1922 founded, to control New York and to bring us into the New World Order. That's their way to co-opt conservative movements and control it. I mean, are you saying the Moonies and groups like this are at the top? Because we see the international bankers openly taking everything over right now, and I just see liberal control arms, Ford Foundation over the liberals, and Rockefeller Foundation and others, and then the group you're talking about and some others that are, you know, trying to control and influence what would be seen as the right wing.
Well, you know, we live in an imperfect world. By the way, when I listen to all those anti-Obama ads, I think we have to see what Obama's going to do, because, you know, in 1932, when Roosevelt was elected, a lot of people would have said, ah, there's the New York ruling class asserting themselves again. But then Roosevelt, although there was a limit to what he could do, certainly did enough to mightily offend the financial elements. And
yeah, we do know that fascist interest, and the McCormick-Dixon committees covered this, tried to overthrow him, and Smedley Butler blew the whistle. So yeah, that does show there's infighting.
Smedley Butler, exactly. And those were, you know, DuPont's and Morgan people behind Smedley Butler. I wonder if everybody in this audience knows that there was an attempt to mount a military coup in 1935. It didn't go anywhere. This is a much healthier country, actually, than one might think when just by reading the headlines right now. We have some very major problems, but I'm prepared to wait and see what Obama's going to do. But I'm quite certain in my own mind that Obama got where he got because some of the moneyed elements in America backed him from the very beginning. And I think we can talk specifically about the Pritzker family. I've written about, if you go to my website, www.peterdalescott.net, I have some rather nasty things to say about the Pritzkers, and yet there was Penny Pritzker, was the treasurer of the Obama campaign until her connection to the subprime lending scandal forced her to resign. We have something that can look good or look bad depending on what you choose to do.
Okay, Peter Del Scott, stay there. I want to come back and get into more of these right-wing control groups you say are vying for power against the CFR Trilateral Commission. So we'll get your analysis on that and take calls. Coming up with Peter Del Scott.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
There is growing evidence that Americans would have better health and a lower incidence of cancer and fibrocystic disease of the breast if they consumed more iodine. Nutriodine iodine is formulated to work with your body to help to stimulate proper hormonal balance and can assist in detoxification from fluoride, bromide, and chloride toxins and helps provide protection from radioactive iodine from nuclear fallout. Nutriodine is made with a proprietary high-energy field from pure crystalline iodine. Nutriodine should be used by all ages every day. If you suffer from chronic fatigue, low thyroid, and mitochondria function, or if you just want to feel better from day to day, Nutriodine drops are for you. There are several forms of iodine. Nutriodine is the only trusted source. Available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Okay, Professor Peter Del Scott, researcher on what he calls the deep state. Continue. You were getting into CFR, CMP, different management systems for the shadow government. Please continue.
Well, first of all, that kind of split would be there with or without the CFR and the CNP. You go back before the war, you were in the days of the National Association of Manufacturers. They represented what you might call homegrown industry that was not interested in exports, was interested in the local economy, and was very mistrustful of the banking connections in New York. And it's out of the NAM, the National Association of Manufacturers, that you got the John Birch Society, which was, it was always depicted in the what you might call the CFR-controlled big media as being a kooky organization. But they were powerful because they had roots not just in what was left of the NAM, but also in the military. There were at quite a high level in the military. People like General Walker and so on were indoctrinating their troops with John Birch material. And we have the legacy of that today. That tradition is what produced the CNP, the Council on National Policy, in Dallas in 1980. You mentioned yourself the Hunts. Nelson, Bunker, let's take the current generation where they're dying off now, but Nelson, Bunker, Hunt had financed the John Birch Society. He had paid for the ad that attacked Kennedy on the day he came to Dallas in 1963, that fateful day, and he was one of the big sources of money for the Council on National Policy. Another was Richard Mellon Scaife, who's a grandson of Andrew Mellon, the very wealthy. The Mellons were extremely wealthy from Gulf Oil, but they also controlled Alcoa and the Steel Bank. You have these different powerful groups, so that you can't just, and this is where I disagree with Noam Chomsky, for example. He thinks that America is a great big system devoted to exploiting the rest of the world. I see Washington as being a cockpit between competing interests and the...
Which use the United States as an engine for their operations globally. We were already incredibly wealthy before these elites take over. You know, they always act like America stole everything it's got. No, really, we've seen our, in my opinion, long decline since we became an empire. Do you agree with that statement?
I can't assess it. I mean, there are visible sources of decline.
Well, I mean, let's assess this. But okay, go ahead.
Well, I'll just say, you know, it got said, you know, a little earlier, how we've been living on a fiat currency ever since the Nixon went off the gold standard. But, you know, I think that's where there's an argument, and it would be a CNP argument, for maintaining a very strong military, because... As long as you maintain a very strong military, people are nervous about challenging the use of the American currency as the currency that oil deals.
I understand all that. You know, my whole issue is, I mean, people call in and ask me, you know what the CNP is, and I've heard of it. I know it's a bunch of kind of fake right-wingers that, you know, meet and have these dinners and things, and
Why do you think they're fake? I think, you know, if they're fake, who are the real right-wingers?
I mean, I'm past this whole left-right thing. I see things as tyranny or liberty, and my whole issue with this is I see the list of people that are involved in this group, and I see them also involved in a lot of the other major groups, and it's clear the international banking cartel is the top of the pyramid. And I know that the Hunts and people, because I remember reading stuff on the UT website, there was several chairs, for those who don't know, it's like a research body funded by them, putting out stuff when I was researching all this, you know, that was like anti-New World Order. So I know that's going on. But then I see them always going along with, you know, massing power, because even if there are different factions, they all want more power.
My take on that is, Alex, I mean, part of me thinks the way you do, but part of me thinks that in order to be visible in this struggle, you have to be powerful. And in order to be powerful, you have to have connections to the wealthy in this country. And once you start developing those connections, you start becoming co-opted into this whole system whereby wealth controls the politics of the country. So a true liberty party, we've had some real libertarians in this country, like Murray Rothbard and so on, but most people never heard of them because they, and even he had wealthy connections. Somebody like me, I swear to God, I don't have any connection to wealth. I also have no visibility in this country except on your show. Because to be visible in this country, you somehow have to fit into this system, whether you're at the CFR side of it on the left.
But the internet is changing that. That's why we exist. But I'm trying to understand, because I really respect your research. You know, you're absolutely right about, the Delta Force and the command above it. And from, you know, my research, I mean, everything I read from you, about 98% of it is stuff I already discovered on my own, and then you take it many times a level deeper, and then I research it and find out you're accurate. So I really respect you, and I'm trying to learn your perspective on this. My whole issue is that if things like the CNP are so powerful, then why did George Bush, who I guess some would say was, you know, involved with this, why would he triple the size of government? I mean, if these guys are so powerful, why are they wrecking the country if they really are these hardcore right-wingers that are pro-America? I mean, I'm trying to...
Let me just address that. The Hunt brother that George W. Bush is close to is the Ray Hunt, who doesn't really share the politics of his two brothers. They're half-brothers, by the way. He's a son from a later marriage. And I would not classify Ray Hunt as being CNP. I would classify him as being Texas mega rich, the Sunbelt faction in the ruling class. George W. Bush, I think, is mostly indebted to you. You should be, people should, if they're interested in this, get my friend Russ Baker's book, Family of Secrets, and he goes at great length into who funded George W. Bush's little oil company, Arbusto, as it grew and grew and grew.
But isn't that CIA connected and then Skull and Bones, I thought, is Bush's main power?
Well, yeah, but you know, there's a lot of Texas in Skull and Bones, don't
No, I know. I'm not. So, I mean, you really, are you saying you believe that the CNP thing is the top of the pyramid?
No. I don't think it's a pyramid. Let's start there. I think these things go up into a kind of
bipolar
area where there is so much infighting going on that nobody's at the top. And specifically, Alex, I think one of the places you and I disagree most is that we both think this is a basically healthy country, but where we differ is that you try to localize the source of the evil in the international bankers and something outside the country. I think that the international banking system, as it's called, that we now have, was first of all the creation of Britain, and then after that, of the United States, the hardcore of the international banking system.
Is the U.S. and England, Anglo-American.
London and New York. And we cannot blame everything that's wrong in
Peter,
this country.
Peter, you don't, no, you misunderstand my position.
Okay.
I mean, I go off their own. I agree. It's the Anglo-American establishment. The United States and England are the international banking cartel or the dominant force, but it's allied with some European factions. So I'm not disagreeing with you there.
Well, how about the moral tone of it? Because I don't see them as being inherently evil. For example, I hate war. I've spent my life fighting the wars that have happened in my adulthood. But when the Anglo-American establishment united to stop Hitler, I think that was probably a good thing. I mean,
What about the Milner group wanting to fund a fascist movement in Germany to counterbalance the communist move? And then you have here in the U.S. all the big, and that goes back to the right wing faction trying to fund Hitler and him funding them here. So again,
yes.
We come back.
But these are splits which separated John Foster Dulles from his brother Alan Dulles.
I'm not saying it's a look. It's just like in The Godfather, you know, that's a composite of true stories where you've got the 12 families meeting around the table and they kill each other and they fight over turf, but they don't go out and blow the whistle on their rackets to the general public. So obviously, it's not one, you know, everything perfectly scientifically oiled together. It's these big corrupt elites and their think tanks and their systems of control and their propaganda. Just expanding power and destroying the middle class and impoverishing the planet. I mean, it's like, you know, Mexico's one elite, but it works with the U.S. elite. So that's what I believe.
Well, let's talk a bit about Mexico, because now you have, it's essentially a dozen or so super rich people, many of whom have got rich on the drug traffic. And they really do work as a unit and meet together to pool their money to back a candidate for the next president. That's not my model for America. I think that there is more confusion than that in America, and that's why we have, you know, let's face it, we have a healthier political society in America than you have in Mexico.
And that goes back to the separation of powers that the founders set up to tie down dominant men.
Hear, hear. And that is very threatened right now. That is what I've, on my website, I mean, doing these various things to see, and you know, where you brought up the John Yoo memos and so on. I think to get to restoration of real separation of powers and restoration of constitutional primacy over everything else, we have to undo this idea that we're at war against terrorists as powerful as we are. Our Constitution is our best defense, and somehow we've got to get Congress to reassert its primacy and to reassert their rights and to end this state of emergency. Why? They're required by law to examine this thing, and yet they haven't done it.
They had, as you know, sir, they had emergencies before 9/11. I have been watching C-SPAN live. My dad called me one morning. He saw it, too, a separate year. And they go, Madam Speaker, I have a message from the President of the United States. And he brings in the message of the emergency, and then they pass it through, or they agree to it. So you're right. We've been living under the state of emergency for a long time, and we've got
Alex, I may be wrong on this because I haven't really researched it, but I was going to write about that, and then someone assured me that the state of emergency in the Congress means a special way of dealing. The bailout, for example. They were under a state of emergency discussing the bailout, but that's just within Congress. That's not the national state of emergency that we've had since
September. No, I've seen them bring it in. No, I understand separately. They call it martial law in Congress when some of the rules are suspended. I mean, there's a lot of different systems, but then separately.
But we're getting martial law in this country and very elaborate preparations for it. And it's not just this country, because Canada's army now is pretty well melded into the American one. And Canada is also, we never had a Posse Comitatus Tattoos Act in Canada, but we do have a tradition of doing things through Parliament.
Well, Peter, briefly, sure, and I keep interrupting because we have limited time here. I'm going to have you back up if we'll do it maybe for a couple hours or really break all this down. Specifically, because I've had listeners ask me about it, I know some about the CNP. Tell me who's in that now and what it's doing.
Oh, I'm an old man. I can tell you who was in it at the beginning. It was the Cooley family. Yeah. It was Richard Mellon Scaife. It was, there is a website, if people have a computer, they can Google for Council on National Policy, and you'll get a very big website that gives you all the members that are known. But by the way, it's very secret. They don't publish any of their findings, as opposed to the Council on Foreign Relations, which has a magazine, Foreign Affairs, and is always publishing papers on this and that. This other thing is they talk among themselves, and we can only guess, but outsiders have been able to reconstitute a kind of membership list. It's a lot of the people who are involved in the radical religious right. The
Blackwater guy's in it, too, isn't he?
I think so, yes.
And he's now converted to Catholicism, and people are saying, how does the Catholic Church in Israel play into this? Because I get that question all the time. What's your view on those groups?
Well, again, the Catholic Church is very much a mixture of different forces. There have been, I think, the leading Catholic intellectual in this country, Thomas Merton. I just gave a talk about him, and he was pretty much at war with his own he was a Trappist monk, and his abbot general forbade him to write anything about politics in the early 60s.
Yeah, I tend to think the Catholic Church is super corrupt, calling for a world government, wants Europe to be the center of power. They've said that and is rotting from the head down.
You know what, Alex? I think any big organization is going to have a lot of corruption in it.
But I agree.
So it's the American government and the Catholic. They also can have a lot of good in them. And
I just want your view, because listeners, they obsess on groups. So if people want that, we'll do it. And then I respect you. I want your view on CNP, Catholic Church. What about Israel? Where is it in the power structure from your research?
Well, Israel at this point is so embattled that, it began as a quite progressive left-of-center secular state. It's become completely changed over the years. The disaster for Israel was in 1967, whether or not they were right temporarily to occupy the West Bank.
Yeah.
They should have got out of it immediately, and a lot of very sane heads at the top of Israel's government said we must do that. Well, they haven't, and since then they've been in a virtual state of siege. And I was in Israel a little over a year ago. Everybody I met were individually, they were charming people, but their ideas, they fear peace at this point more than they fear war, because they know if they have peace, they're going to have to give that land back, and they don't know how to do that.
So it's a perpetual state of war.
To some extent. There was a right-winger called Harry Elmer Barnes in the 50s, and he wrote a book, Perpetual War for Perpetual Peace.
Yeah.
He was violently opposed to the CFR and what they were doing, but his title had a lot of truth in it. America maintains an absurdly over-enlarged military establishment, and we have to invent enemies for it, like Osama bin Laden in a cave.
Well, I'll tell you where I agree with your CNP theory. I know it's powerful. I know there's some other right-wing groups that it's kind of a constellation of them. You know, I don't believe in left-right, but the point is they call themselves right-wing, is that I do see the very people you write about infesting the whole Israeli lobby, and there's this sick relationship between the Likudniks and the CNP people, and they are in a lot of key areas of government, and I agree, it's a way over representation.
And some of that sheer madness, because of what's in the Book of Revelation, you know, that these Christian right people who are trying to breed a red heifer, because that's what in the Old Testament is going to be a sign of the Messiah. This is there are what you call rational representation of financial interests.
And Peter, we got a break. The break's going to cut you off. Final segment, Peter Del Scott. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, but since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Basically out of time. I'm sorry I didn't have time to get to these calls, but I wanted to give Peter Del Scott as much time for us to discuss and go back and forth here. We'll have to have him back on soon if he can do it. I know he's a busy man. PeterDelScott.net. PeterDelScott.net is the website. A lot of great books, very informative information, interesting perspective, and that's what I try to get is all views and perspectives here to get a clearer picture of what's going on in the world. Got about 2 minutes left, sir. Any closing information? You know, you're saying don't judge Obama yet. I mean, I've seen... He says he's not doing CEO bonuses, but he writes a loophole in it. He says he's not going to hire lobbyists. That's all he does. All these Wall Street and banking people, all the Bush people, keeping the key neocon in there, as Secretary of Defense. Talk about the CNP or whatever. I mean, it just Obama, bad news in my book, and I've done the research, but you want to talk about that in closing? Or?
Well, what I'd like to go back to what you said, you know, is now we have the Internet. You can be heard. You're a real force in this country. And even I can, readers can reach me through my website, and then they learn about my books. The most important thing for the future of this country is to preserve the Internet, because there is the mass media are more centralized now than they were 40 years ago, but it was a problem even then. And there are so many important things they just won't talk about.
Yes.
And we're talking about, you know, the populist reaction to the bank bailouts. The New York Times writes about that as if this is a kind of a dangerous phenomenon, whereas I think it's the health of the country that is protesting these bailouts. And so we need the Internet to do it, and we risk losing the Internet.
That's right.
And the COG, you know, they've had war games in which they were targeting bloggers. That was the official point of
They admit they have the Pentagon people out propagandizing on the web and the billions of dollars worth.
Right. Well, so I talk about this in my book, The Road to 9/11, and the last chapter tries to be optimistic, which I am some days, like today,
mm-hmm.
Well, not always. It all hangs on the Internet and whether people can use it to mobilize a kind of common front. I agree with you, one that overcomes the artificial differences between left and right. They'll have to learn to give primacy to some different topics.
I agree. Peter Del Scott, we're out of time. I want to invite you back in the near future to expand on your intriguing thoughts. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. I enjoyed this.
You bet. Take care. There he goes, peterdelscott.net. Now, for the last minute and a half of the show, then it goes into retransmission with all the key info we covered today. Rob, I think a very informative show today. Ted Anderson, because gold shot up $30-something today, it's only going to go up, folks. It could go down, but in the overall graph, it's going up with the destruction of the dollar, the New World Order, all of this system. And Ted has got some amazing gold and silver deals for you today. Don't have much time. Ted, tell folks the offer, because you've got gold prices, what, when it was 50, 60 bucks less, you've still got those offers for folks that want to take advantage of it on silver and gold.
Yeah, you're right about that, Alex, because I had been buying. I do take advantage of the lower prices. Right now I do have the franc at 218. I've got the British sovereign at 272. I also have the Franklin half dollar at 869. I just got to say, you know, many other coins that are in smaller volume, I just can't talk about them on air. We don't have enough time. But the prices are going up. Gold went up to 944. The Fed's buying U.S. Treasuries. That's driving the stake further into the heart of the United States.
So tell folks what you've got and give them the number. I mean, you bought this gold 50, 60 bucks less than it is now. You can pass that saving on right now, Ted. Give them the number.
Yeah, 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237. I'd suggest people get involved right now.
And you've got, what, francs and
Franks.
Sovereigns at that price?
Yeah, francs, sovereigns, all that stuff is discounted.
And you're saying you've got some other stuff, folks, you just call and ask about it.
Yeah.
800-686-2237. You got some silver, too, right, Ted?
Yep, silver as well.
800-686-2237. Folks, protect yourself today in this crazy economy. 800-686-2237. Thank you, Ted.
Thanks, Alex.
We had a simulcast with Judge Napolitano. That's coming up. Stay with us back in 1 minute at InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.